At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Susie, I will donate $1,000 to a charity of your choice if you're going to identify the band that we play every single day right here. Normally a little bit earlier, but we had a little chit-chat. $1,000 to a charity of your choice if you name this band.
The song that he just played?
The band, not the song.
Band.
The band. The band. Mm-hmm. If I could name the band that...
Yes, that's what I said, I think.
The band.
Yes.
Trampling Turtles.
That's not even a band.
Yeah.
It's close.
Trampled by Turtles.
Yeah.
Is the band.
Yeah.
That's not this band. Robert Randolph.
And the family band.
And the family band.
Is that what you mouthed to me?
I was trying.
I think you know what he's mouthing to you? Pinhead. Okay, there's someone on TV, and I commented
on women wearing suits.
On women who wear a suit, mm-hmm. a traditional guy suit.
Tie and everything.
Yeah, I like the look. You don't.
I don't.
Why not?
I don't know. It just kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Why? Where is it rubbing you?
It's.
And why is it wrong?
Which way?
And which is the better way?
Up a little.
Wow.
Words Susie has uttered before, I'm guessing, uttered under different circumstances.
To the left. Okay, what I'm saying is that I like a nice sport coat. I will wear a nice white.
That's traditional. We see that all the time.
But if I put a tie,
it's a look. I mean, there are many power suits that women wear. Okay, all the time, and.
But they don't have a tie on.
Well,
per se.
And this is more of a traditional men's shirt and men's tie. I just think I like it.
Okay.
I like the look. You're out.
I am. I don't like it.
You just.
It's dead to me.
Dead to you. Okay. Dave Harrigan. Where do you stand on that look?
Nope.
No, you're out on it too.
Not a fan. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Just does not look attractive to me. Doesn't look like it fits right. It's like the men's suit and the women's suit are similar, but they have their very distinct differences, and I appreciate that.
A guy wearing a dress.
It's not.
I'm not the kind of guy that wants to force men's clothing on women, Chad. I want to let them wear what they want to wear.
I'm not saying I'm the one who has more freedom of ideas. You're
it's
the one
I'm hearing.
Oh yeah.
You're the ones who are saying they can't wear it. And it's dead to
you're
me.
You're saying
both
all
of you.
Women have to wear a tie.
That's it.
In your world.
That's
choke.
It.
Choke.
That's exactly right. And by the way, they're tailored. It's not like they're just taking some guy's
that
suit.
One wasn't. Not the one on TV.
That was not tailored.
That was Trump tailoring.
Yeah, that was. Well, she's the ICE deputy director, so maybe they're all told to dress.
And she had bad hair. Let's add
okay,
that.
Okay, well, okay. So in other words, if she's attractive and it's tailored, you're okay with it?
Maybe.
Yeah. So
it also was a terrible tie. It was a big, fat tie.
Yeah, all of it could be better, but I didn't bring this up just to nitpick her looks.
Yeah, I think it was more.
You know, I'm complimenting it. You know,
all right.
I'm the nice one. Okay, Dave, find me this story.
Oh no, there's more to our conversation than just the suit.
Dread.
Well, it's a relationship story, so okay. And it's a toxic relationship. So when I think of a toxic relationship, I think you. Banksy Eam. This is a relationship slowly withdrawing emotionally from your partner without telling them what they're doing. When the time finally comes to break up, the Banksy-er, just reading from the story, often feels better having mentally checked out of the relationship long ago while the other partner is left blindsided and confused. Okay, let's talk about this. So, all of us have been in a relationship. Two of us are in a relationship right now. You and Ralph, we're not going anywhere with that relationship.
No,
okay?
That's not happening.
So, I think, hasn't a version of this happened to all of us? Maybe we've been the one where maybe it's a short-term relationship, whether it's a longer-term relationship, where you don't feel that spark, where you don't feel that connection. So the emotions just aren't there. The emotions aren't there for the day-to-day. The emotions aren't there if you have kids. The emotions aren't there for sex. The emotions aren't there for just a nice conversation or a dinner. So if one person is clearly showing that and the other person is blindsided, the other person is sadly oblivious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that pretty clear?
What do you do in that situation, though? Does the person say, listen, I'm not into this anymore, and come clean and try to do it in a nice, clear-cut way, even though it's going to break the other person's heart?
Okay.
Have you been broken up with in a bad way like that ever?
I've been broken up with before, but emotionally just not connected. I mean, Kathleen and I both just knew the marriage had run its course.
Mm.
Right. And we both had talked about it for a while. This is more someone is just, without saying it, is emotionally out. That, I see, to me, I feel like, Dave, that isn't that uncommon. That for whatever reason, one person just isn't feeling it. And for me, I'm not saying it never happens. But if the one person who is so detached, if the other person doesn't see it, what does that also say about the other person's commitment to this relationship? Because clearly the person that they were with before had a different connection to them, and now they've been acting a different way. Shouldn't they have been more aware of that for a long time or for however long this is going?
Yeah, but if you love somebody, if you're married to someone or just in a very long-term relationship, there's a certain amount of blindness somebody can have. You can explain away 1,000 different things of why someone's acting the way they are.
You may think, Susie, they're just in a funk, right? Things are going on and you're so in love with them, like Dave is suggesting, that you still want to believe things are going to be okay.
Or you're really committed to the idea of the relationship. And I remember when I got a divorce, I was so mad because I didn't want to be divorced. It's not necessarily that I wanted to be with that person, but I didn't want to be divorced.
The concept of divorce.
It was about you. So you just didn't want society to look at you as a divorcee?
A failed at marriage person. Yeah.
I had some of that also, too, because, you know, my mother divorced twice. My sisters had multiple divorces. My father divorced. And for Kathleen and I, we were actually in a very, very good spot for most of our marriage. I'm not going to say it was flawless, because it was not. We had challenging times. And in the end, it was definitely the right thing. And now we're, as I've said, you know, hundreds of times, we're great, great friends.
Yeah.
But there was a part of me that, I mean, if you're going to have a failure in your life, that's one of the top failures you can have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there was also a part of me saying, I'm not my mother, I'm not my sister, and I'm not my father, and I'm going to have this relationship and we're going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not just all the implications tied to it, but it was, man, what a screw up this was. And it was shared responsibility, but, you know, plenty on me, too. So I think a lot of people have that feeling.
And I think I might have stayed in it just to not be divorced and not necessarily been 100% happy. And that's too sad to say. And this many years later, you know, it's almost, it's 2000, so 26 years.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that I'm out of it because I've had a great life. Now, would I have had, what kind of life might I have had? Had I stayed married for all this time? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, oh, you got to just love the day you're in.
Yep. And be aware of what's not good.
Yeah.
Right? And
be brave.
I think a lot of people have the default to stay. And maybe, I don't know if I want to say too many people stay too long. Because sometimes people stay longer and then they figure it out.
And right? They stay longer. And understand that that's the game they're playing. And that even though XYZ partner is being a schlub and unemotional and disconnected, it's their life. They want that.
If you don't want it, though, if you've really reached a point where nothing is going to change it,
mm-hmm.
I feel bad for the folks who do stay.
I do, too.
I just, you know, and I know there's some people
like
who are...
They're shorting themselves.
Yeah. There's too many other great things out there.
Yeah.
That they can pursue. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, lovely to talk to you.
Always lovely. Susie will be back at 2. So we have this big U.S. bank announcement. We're going lighter this hour because that wasn't exactly lighter. That was relationship talk. That was pretty serious. But non-newsy stuff because we were mainly all very serious newsy last hour. U.S. bank saying one of the biggest concerts in Minnesota history will be announced tomorrow. Then on Twitter, Paul McCartney is announcing he's going back on tour. So it seems like the tea leaves are telling us, Dave, that it's McCartney, right? That would make sense, right, Sir Paul?
Sure would. The timing, obviously.
If you're going to offer up one of the biggest, the biggest events in Minnesota history, is that how they phrased it?
Yeah, biggest shows.
Biggest shows. So if you wanted to say, well, wait a second, it doesn't have to be music, what else could it be? But, you know, McCartney's been here twice in the last, 15 years?
Yeah, Target Field.
And Target Center. And saw them both.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was great. Thoroughly enjoyed it. That was a crazy night with Adam because some crazy stuff happened to Adam that night. And there was a lot going on at Target Field that night. I'll leave that up to Adam to tell more about that.
He was also here that one time with his friends from Liverpool.
He was.
That was kind of a big deal.
That was a while ago. That was actually the year I was born, 1965. Somewhere in my house, I have a WDGY cover of the magazine they were selling. It's not in real good shape, but it's when the Beatles came to town. Wrong answers only. Wrong answers only. Who should U.S. Bank announce tomorrow as the biggest event in Minnesota history at U.S. Bank? Cannot be a correct answer. It cannot be Pearl Jam. It cannot be the return of Led Zeppelin. It cannot be, you're right, Tupac was alive the entire time with Elvis, and it's Tupac and Elvis. Cannot be that. It cannot be the Beatles have come back. It cannot be anything legit. Wrong answers only. The U.S. Bank announcement should not be, as we think it's going to be, Paul McCartney. It should be who? And again, not a correct answer, a wrong answer. It's the Harrigan Hotline, 651-461-9226. I could give you right now the Plymouth phone number for Stretch Lab. That's the one I go to the most. Doesn't mean I haven't visited Maple Grove. Doesn't mean I haven't visited the one by the lakes. Doesn't mean I haven't even ventured out to Chanhassen when I loved who they had out there stretching the time. When you go to stretchlab.com, you can pick one of the 11 locations. Okay, you can pick one of the 11 locations, and you'll find a trained specialist. Not somebody's just walking off the street. Okay, so, hey, you look in decent shape. Come on in, stretch some people. No, you go through months of training. You go through a lot of follow-up. You go through training even while you're there, and you work with somebody like me. You work with somebody a little bit younger like Dave. You work with somebody like my youngest son. You work with somebody who's a runner, a biker, a jogger. I said, I suppose, runner and jogger, same area. Golfer, tennis, or you lay on your couch way too much. 25 and 50-minute sessions. I've been going since 2019, and I guarantee you, if you go, you will have a positive experience, and you will feel better, and the chances are very, very high you will go back again. Get it done. StretchLab.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How many other big songs did Chubby have?
Not many.
Not much, right?
No. Great name. Not a lot of people can get away with Chubby Checker.
No.
He did it, though.
No. Could you be Chubby Checker in 2025? I think so.
I think you could.
Yeah.
Can't be a slim guy because then people think you're making fun of anyone who's overweight.
Yeah, I guess. That's right. The right way. Dara, in about 7-8 minutes on the 5,000 new foods. She is the queen.
The OG.
She's the original.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy, Darusha, does a great job with it, too. I'm not saying Jason doesn't, Steph Hansen. But Dara started the whole thing. So it sounds like you were kind of ripping Jason there. I heard a hmm.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Mm. We all heard it. So, looks like it's going to be Paul McCartney with this colossal announcement at U.S. Bank.
Get over yourself, U.S. Bank. That's not the biggest event in Minnesota history when he's been here multiple times.
Is he still the most recognizable person associated with rock and roll on the planet right now? Who is the most famous person tied to rock and roll? It's still Paul McCartney, right?
He might be, but at this point, Taylor's a bigger draw than he is.
Oh, yeah. I'm not
talking about the biggest show in Minnesota history. Sorry, Eras Tour beats Paul and 2025 or six, whenever you're going to get here.
Wait, are you saying advertising doesn't match up with reality?
Yeah.
So I said, text away, incorrect and funny answers only. Who should the announcement be? Gallagher, bring your poncho.
Mm.
How about 60,000 people taking in Gallagher?
That'd be good. I think we'd have to bring Gallagher back from the dead, don't we?
I was going to say that it adds to how big the show is. Gallagher, I'm convinced he's dead. You're convinced he's dead. But we both have been wrong before. Are we sure Gallagher's really dead?
I'm fairly confident. But isn't he one of the guys that there was rumors there were multiple Gallaghers out there? I think he was a body double guy.
Wait a second. So now we have Saddam, Melania, and Gallagher? Some people remember there was a Joe Biden body double too, right? He's going on the stairs. Joe Biden doing improv. That'd be something.
Wow.
Do you see a Gallagher impersonator or body double?
I'm not sure. I mean, he had a brother, right? Maybe that was the theory that his brother also did Gallagher shows.
More knowledgeable on Gallagher than I am.
It's a funny guy. Got the sledgehammer, dude.
Wasn't he juggling chainsaws and
probably
separating watermelons?
I just remember the sledgehammer and the watermelon. Okay. That's all.
A movie screening of Shawshank Redemption. Yeah, we all gathered there because we haven't seen it.
Is it with TNT and with commercials?
Chris Lindahl and Big Lou in dueling pajamas. Pajamas, what am I saying? I would like that better. Dueling banjos. How did I get to pajamas there? I was going down.
How do pajamas duel?
Tony. Jimi Hendrix with an introduction by Shirley Temple. Milli Vanilli.
Mm.
More of a Milli or a Vanilli?
Oh, Vanilli for sure.
Jeffrey Epstein. Donald Trump live. That'd be pretty good. Yanni. Garth Brooks. Fish. How about Diddy? Diddy, I've made my comeback.
The redemption tour.
Yeah. The Pope. And then somebody saying clothes should stay in their own lane. Okay, see, this is what you opened up. Tiny Tim. Charo. You're probably a big Charo guy, aren't
Gucci,
you?
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Yeah. And we have looked it up before. Charo is with us.
She was as of a few months
ago. Yeah, that's true. Dara on the Fair Foods when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As Dave Harrigan said earlier, the OG of State Fair food evaluation. And individuals helped turn this into a colossal event. Our friend, Dara Moskowitz-Grumdahl from Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine, she is back with us. Hope you are fantastic. We'll get specific here in a second, but broadly, tell me your thoughts on the announcement early this morning and the tidbits you guys were given a little bit ahead of time, the new State Fair food.
Broadly, this is a great year. I mean, we've had some snoozy years. We've had some safe years. This feels like people really figured out how to do this. And would you like to know what the secret
is? Yeah, I was just going to say, what did they emphasize? What did they eliminate?
Well, it's just a new food, so nothing gets eliminated.
Well, I mean, the people trying to, of the new foods, what did they stop trying to add, which caused you to say, okay, you guys are finally getting it. This makes more sense.
They stopped trying to do the novelty for the sake of novelty. I feel like we had a lot of years where it was just like, oh, we're going to put Pop Rocks on a corn dog. Give us $9, you know. And this year they have discovered, drum roll please, the deep fryer. The deep fryer, man. It's the key to everything. And you may say that is extremely obvious. Well, Chad, as you know, sometimes you know it's like what are you trying to do in baseball? You're trying to get a point, right? You know, it's like
or a run, maybe.
Yeah, a run. You're trying to get one of those things. You're trying to hit a home run. You're trying to get a run.
Sure, there you go.
You know, and it feels like sometimes people have kind of lost the thread at the state fair. It's like, we're trying to be outrageous. We're trying to do the most crazy thing. And I would say that there's one food this year, and I'll tell you what it is at the end. It'll be like that thing where it's like 99 amazing strippers and one ugly one. I'll tell you what the crazy one is at the end. But
I mean, seriously, Dave, what is happening there? Point in baseball. And then, by the way, do you have directions to that location, by the way, the 99 beautiful strippers and the one ugly one? You know?
I think I just know it by billboard. I don't think I've actually been inside. Yeah, man, we come from the era where there was kind of a scuzzy side of downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're all Soho lofts for the creative class at this point, right? All the bad places. But anyway, so yeah, people are just like, oh, deep fryer. That's how things work. So here's one example.
Okay.
So Mancini's is doing a cannoli gelato nachos. That's a lot of words. A cannoli is basically deep fried dough. You know, well, that's what it is, that tube. It's dough that's deep fried. That's mm-hmm. what makes it kind of festival and kind of fun. So corn chips, such as you have in nachos, those are also deep fried. Like, that's the idea. So Mancini's was like, what if we just take a bunch of cannoli dough, you know, turn it into triangles, and then serve it with the cannoli filling flavored gelato? I think this is just going to be killer. It's such a good idea. It's like, that's exactly. Because I love the gelato at the Mancini's stand right across from the WTO booth.
Exactly. I'm always in favor of Mancini's having greater success because it's directly across from us. So if they're adding another must-have, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And it's just kind of a, it's just smart. It's just operationally smart. It's like the gelato comes, it's in the tubs, everything is good, you know. And then now they're going to add some of these nacho chips, that made, you know, nacho-shaped chips made of cannoli exterior. And I just feel like, you know, operationally too, you should just be able to, you know, scoop them out of a bucket. It could go wrong, could be flabby, could be flavorless, could be, you know, any kinds of problems, but if they do it right, I love every part of this. It just sounds so good.
Okay, the foods I often am drawn to from you are International Bazaar, and sometimes they're there for 5 days, another food is in for 5 days. Did we have those announcements also, or are those held off a little bit?
No, those are all part of it. And then you see the people that are there for the second 5 days, and it just feels like they got the, you know, they got the door prize. It's like a mop or whatever. It's like, uh-oh, too bad for you.
Hey, before you leave, we've got a used mop for you. Here, Dave, here's a used mop for
you. And a visit from the ugly stripper.
Exactly. Which would you rather have right now, the mop or the used stripper? Go ahead. Let us know.
Yeah. The first person gets $1 million, and the second person gets to clean up. So, anyway, the first person in this instance, it's a great idea. Another deep fryer use, a place called Oasis Grill in Hoyo, Sambusa. They're going to do mini Sambusas. So, you know, Sambusa, the little fried dumplings with the,
yep, sure,
you know, the mm-hmm, stuffing inside. And apparently they're going to be, you know, bumping them out of the fryer, putting them in a cone, handing them to you. I love the thought of this. It's just like, yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to say fair. I want a bunch of little things that are deep fried that I can share in a group and keep walking. So that's a good one. A couple other things. There's going to be beignets. You know what those are?
Oh,
the New Orleans,
yeah,
like fluffy donut,
sure,
right?
I love
those. So, okay. But now we can trash talk them because we love to do that. It's called beans and beignets. You could have called it coffee bean. You could have. Nobody hears the word bean and immediately thinks coffee, unless you, I don't know, work in the coffee trade. Anyway, so beans and beignets. It should have been called coffee and beignets. People will understand it better. But I'm excited. Like, this could be great. There's going to be something called lumpia. Those are the Filipino version of egg rolls. More deep fryer. Love it. Just everybody get out your deep fryer. Think about how this can be utilized this summer. And
okay,
El Burrito Mercado
yeah,
is going to do something flautist. So that's basically another kind of egg roll, global egg roll, you know. So I'm looking forward to those. They killed it last year, so I feel that they might do it again this year.
This is our friend Dara Moskowitz-Grumdahl from Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. She's been evaluating these foods at the State Fair for 276 consecutive years. She'll keep that going this year. Okay, it seems like the joke has become, or maybe not the joke, but the most recognizable one in the stories or the tweets is the bison meatball sub. What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, it could be good. It's coming from the Farmers Union Kitchen. Bison are fantastic food. You know, they're fantastic
I love
food.
Them.
They're fantastic for the environment. They're important for our heritage. They're great for global warming. You know, if we had we were just all eating bison, you know, roaming free, it would be a better planet overall. And the meat is terrific. So I'm really very excited about this one. It sounds like it could be terrific. The chef, you know, Pat from the Farmer's Kitchen, he's amazing. So if anybody could do it, he could. You know, the thing about bison is if you don't do it well, it can be tough. But
yeah,
I don't see
right,
why they wouldn't do it well.
Okay, how about same place, I believe, Patisserie 46 and the pastries they're offering up. I hope these work.
I hope these work, too. Last year, there was another elite baker at the fair, and it just kind of very dull. It was just like, yeah, all this, you're ruining your name here. But Patisserie 46, I mean, they're so good. They're so smart. The pull-apart apple donut, like, what don't I like about that? So, you know, little nuggets of donuts that come apart in your hand, but they're held together, presumably, by some kind of caramel apple situation. Give me that, you know, give me that today. And then they made a crumb cake, and I love a good coffee cake, a little crumb cake, but it's going to have, a little stuff up top. It's going to have a graham cracker streusel and something banana, chocolate, marshmallow, all that. A little crumb cake with a bunch of stuff on top. I love that. I love the idea of it. Made by a good baker. I love that even more. So, I can't wait to try it. But of course, these big fancy restaurants, they come into the ring like, can they succeed? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Union Monk Kitchen, first year, killed it. Second year, fell on their face. Third year, they're bringing just straight from the restaurant their shrimp toast, again, into the deep fryer. So that seems like they're making a smart decision there, something they know how to do. They'll just bring it, prepped, and they'll deep fry it. So that's a, best restaurant in America, says, I forget, GQ, I think. And then they're going to bring that food to the state fair. So that seems really fun.
Well, that's such a great point, where there are times when restaurants, where if you actually go to the restaurant, you walk away going, amazing. And then I think they just assume they can go to the fair. Well, we're amazing already. We'll just do whatever we want, and we'll be amazing. And the state fair crowd kind of gives them the, no, we're not at your restaurant again. You need to adapt to the surroundings where you're at. And some places get that right away, and others just don't.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of technical difficulties when you're at the fair. Stuff has to survive in that incredibly hot environment. It has to, a lot of times, be served by a teenager who's, like a little confused and looking off at their friends in the distance,
And getting yelled at by goofy people. Where's my food? Where's my food? Right?
Exactly. And they're just sitting there going, like, get me back to high school. And then the flavor's got to be amped up a little. There's a place I'm not going to name right now that they brought their restaurant stuff to the fair. And it was just like, you can't compete. It's not subtle. We're not an air conditioned, environment with a nice glass of Riesling. You've got to, maximize in every direction to make it work when you're walking through the 1,000 decibel, agriculture building.
Dave will back this up. If there's one place I go to twice, it's RC's Barbecue. I love barbecue. Mm. The guy who runs it, Charlie's a great human being. He does a lot of great things for charity. And almost every year I go there. I might go with something new. I might go traditional. I feel like they bring it. How about what they're offering up this year?
Agree with you. I think Charlie is incredibly talented. He really brings it all. So he's doing a Kalua pork, like a Hawaiian style.
Yeah.
It makes me a little nervous. I'm just like, is that going to be sweet? Kalua is the thing you have in, what do you have it in, like a mudslide? You have it in a White Russian? Like, it's sweet. He's going to put it on, he says, a charred banana leaf. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And then with banana chips, I grew up with a hippie mom. I do not want any banana chips. So I already got a problem with that. Like, they can be stale or they can be greasy. Like, banana chips and I are just, I'm nervous.
Didn't realize we were on the couch about your childhood right here.
I know. I don't want any carob and I don't want any banana chips. There's just some things. And then he's doing a Japanese quick pickled cucumbers, and that sounds fantastic.
Ooh, that sounds good.
So this is very much like, did they come to play? I don't really like a very sweet meat dish, but maybe it's not going to be that. We got to find out. But he's incredibly talented, so I should give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'm giving Charlie the benefit, but it's not like everybody's perfect. So I'll be very curious.
Except you, Chad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Except you, my friend.
Yeah. Dave Harrigan. Dave's not offering any F. Yeah.
He's great. He's super.
Yeah. You don't talk about the combat pay that Dave has to get.
It's Dave's birthday coming up.
Oh, happy birthday, Dave.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. He's accepting $500,000 in cash right now. That's the minimum offer for his
birthday. You must really be terrible. But
yeah, that's what it's like to work with me. And he's received a number of offers so far. All right, great to chat. Great to chat with you. Have a great summer. We'll chat soon.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Dara. Dara, Moskowitz Grumdahl right here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.